This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The payroll processing company ADP said this morning that 215,000 private sector jobs were created in the U.S. last month. That was far higher than expected, and it's good news ahead of tomorrow's monthly jobs report from the Labor Department. And so is this news from the job placement company Challenger, Gray & Christmas. Last year, turns out, saw the fewest job cuts since 1997. CEO John Challenger is with us now from Chicago with more on that. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, lowest number of job cuts for the year since 1997.
We saw just over 523,000 cuts for the year, although we saw some spikes in the monthly job cuts throughout the year. There were some significant mass layoffs. There still are just many industries that just weren't doing the kind of job cutting that we've seen over the last 3 years as we've come out of the recession.
Well, what does this signal to you about the job market right now in the U.S.?
It's been a more healthy job year than many people think. 2012, job creation was consistently above the 150,000 level. You just don't need the same kind of job creation with the baby boomers retiring that you used to. There's more than 2.5 million people working as of the end of November, the latest data we have. And layoffs were very light. The problem was that the job creation numbers did slow down in the last 3 months of the year. The layoffs did pick up until we hit December. So there's been some slowdown lately.
John, with the fiscal cliff deal that's just gone through, any sense of what that's going to do to the job market in the months ahead?
The fiscal cliff, even though it's not going to be as severe as might have taken place if the government didn't act, it's still going to cause the economy to slow down. We will see tax increases. It'll slow some spending. We know we're going to see some spending cuts in the military and entitlement programs, and that'll mean less of a spur to the economy. So the growth that we saw in 2012, which averaged about 1.5% to 2% GDP growth, should slow down, certainly in the first quarter and perhaps through the first half of the year 2013.
John Challenger, CEO of Challenger, Gray & Christmas, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.